Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tiger split yesterday. Winning record at the end of the month of April, 17-13. We check in with the manager. Best April of your tenure, AJ. You used the word sustainability versus unsustainability over the weekend. Your assessment at the end of the first month of the season.
Well, it's a lot better than it's been. I know that. I mean, obviously, we are happy with how we played as a whole, but it's just 1 month. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do and need to focus forward. I mean, winning April will not be as cool if we can't continue to play good baseball. So I guess it's turn the page literally with the calendar and move into May.
How sustainable is the start?
Listen, I know I get asked this a lot. I don't know what that means. Like, I want to win today, and then that's sustainable. And if we don't, then I want to win tomorrow, and that's sustainable. So, we have good players. We have, you know, a good work. Like, I know everybody wants to make a conclusion on how the year is going to go, but, like, I have to apologize. I can't operate that way in the manager's office. So, you guys determine what you think about whether it's sustainable or not. I got to get ready for the game. You know what I mean? Like, that's not for me.
Well, you mentioned that obviously it's a better start than it has been in previous years. You guys are 17-13, four games above 500. What is different about this year than the previous years?
Well, I think this year, again, this is a completely different team, first off. I mean, there's a lot of different names if you want to go back during my tenure and look at the names. I mean, they're completely different. There's a couple guys who have grown through those years and now are big fixtures. You look at like what Riley Green did yesterday, what a day he had, or we've had our system produce some players like Wenzel Perez, who's come up and provided a spark, and we go and acquire Andy Avani. So anyway, the whole team is different. So that's why I don't love the, like, compare to the last year or two. From a baseball standpoint, you know, we stay in the fight pretty long. I mean, I know we've had some eighth innings and some seventh innings, and, you know, we haven't been perfect on defense, but we kind of keep fighting through the game. We have a pretty good knack for knowing what it takes to win. Our pitching has been really good pretty much this entire season. I know we'll have a misstep here or there, but I think we've been in these games, and some of these aggravating losses are because we've pitched well, and some of the comebacks are because we put up quality at bats at the end. We're pretty center focused on trying to win series. We've done that the last couple of series. We have a chance to do that today. And so I think overall the path to wins has been pretty good. And we've, you know, again, like, hit 30 games, I think, into a 162 game schedule. So we got to keep playing and finding ways to get better in a lot of areas to win more series.
You mentioned Riley Green. Jason Benetti yesterday said he's playing like an all-star, that star phrase. This is his third year. This is kind of when you want to see a guy take that next step. What have you seen from Riley that's helped him do that?
Yeah, I mean, the ball in the air has been good. I think his you know, first off, what his play in left field has been remarkable. I mean, if you just look, whether you like numbers or the eye test, his play in left field has been really good. His at bats are fun because there's the potential for like what happened yesterday where he sprays a ball down the left field line or he gets the pull homer late in the day. He's maturing, you know, he still will talk about getting a good pitch, or even yesterday he had a good one liner in the dugout. He lined out to left with a runner on second and no outs. And he's like, I am the expert at rolling over to second base to advance the runner. And I can't do it when I need to, but next time I'll probably do it. And sure enough, he pulled it the next time. And I think it was a homer. So it's, you know, his knack for knowing what the at bat needs to be. And then him going in and executing those at bats are getting better and better. He's still got a long way to go. He's got a lot of areas he can improve. He's maturing nicely.
It's been a lot of fun watching him mature and getting to see him more. Now that so far this year, knock on wood, he's healthy, which is fun right. to be able to see. On the flip side, Spencer Torkelson has, from our untrained eye, just as a fan, has struggled this year. We're not seeing the home run production, all of the average, everything. What is it that you're seeing from Spencer Torkelson, and is what's happening fixable?
Oh, it's definitely fixable. I mean, this kid's a kid. This guy's still really young and learning his way, and he didn't hit 30 homers by accident last year. So the talent is in there. The consistency has been tough this month, and you know he's kind of paying the consequence of it with less performance than what he's capable of. And we've stayed really patient with them, and we're going to stay continually to stay patient with them. But there's no doubt that we need him to be better for us to be the best team. And, I think some of it is timing. Some of it is he gets caught in between quite a bit. And that's a very natural mistake for a hitter who's trying to do a little bit too much and covering everything. Right. When I say early and late, I mean late on fastballs where either swing and miss or pop up, or early on breaking balls where he has to commit without seeing the pitch. I mean, in some ways, I think Tork could sell out either way and have a plan to attack something as opposed to try to cover everything. But what I can tell you is it gets a lot easier to hit the further you get away from the batter's box. And I feel on the side. I was telling Beerling this the other day, standing on the side. I'm like, I see all the hanging breaking balls from the dugout. Like, I never saw them as a hitter in the batter's box, but I can see the hell out of them in the dugout. And so it's hard. We're 100 plus at bats into a long year. So hopefully the next 100 will be better.
Well, we've talked about it on the show. I mean, does he need a reset? I mean, is it ridiculous to suggest a send down just to build some confidence back up? Because it isn't just a couple weeks now, right, where he has been struggling.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that coming into the manager's office and getting sent down builds confidence. I mean, I think that's actually quite a blow to a player, and we've done that before with him a couple of years ago. Mechanically, I think we need to make some adjustments, and some of the approach, I think we need to make some adjustments, and then the numbers will come. And it's going to take him a while to get the numbers back, so we're going to watch the process and see how those adjustments come. And like I said, we're all very open about him needing to pick up production for us to be our best team. Nobody knows that more than Tork. So there are no threats. We have not even talked about that, Scott and Greeny and I, other than we're pretty open about talking about needing him to be a center part of our offense.
What has Wenzel Perez brought to your team? And I mean, you're going to have some tough decisions. The guys that have come up because of injury, at some point the injured guys are going to come back. How tough has he made that decision, and what has he brought to your ball club?
Man, he's brought some energy and he in production. You know, I mean, I had no intention breaking camp of him hitting in the middle of the order. I thought he would make his major league debut this year, and he almost made it last year, and he's a talented player. So like, that doesn't surprise me that he's able to move the ball in play, and he's got some pull power. I think the right-handed oppo power yesterday was a sight to see when he hit a homer from both sides of the plate. Outfield defense is still really new to him, so we're trying to get a gauge on how impactful that can be. But he's playing more because he's playing better. I mean, he is cutting into people's time. Whether the other day I pushed Canna to first base and sat Torque for Wenzel Perez. You know, today I'm pushing Parker, who had better at-bats yesterday, you know, in the nine hole in game two, to the bench so that I can play Wenzel Perez. Like, he's creating opportunity for himself by the quality of at-bats and the energy that he's providing. So still youthful and you know, obviously has a lot to learn, but the spark has been nice. The switch hitter in the middle of the order is a luxury for me when we're building lineups, and I'm going to reward him with playing time. You know, maybe not every single day because he's a weapon off the bench too, but I like hot streaks just like everybody else.
We're talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch, and when your team is winning, you guys have a winning record. We look at the decisions in each and every one of these games, especially one-run games. The first game yesterday, couple questions. Flaherty, why not let him go a little longer? That was the fewest pitches he had thrown in a game this season. And then the decision with the eighth and the ninth inning, Foley in the eighth, as opposed to saving him for the heart of the order in the ninth.
Okay, so which one do you want to talk about first? Flaherty one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's easy. He's gassed. Like, this dude punched out everybody. I mean, I get to talk to these guys in between innings, so I know exactly where they are. And he was exerting as much. That's the biggest fastball he's had for the longest period of time this year. So it's not a number of pitches. It's what he's exerting. I have good read on him, and I know exactly where he's at. And Andrew Chafin is down in the bullpen, and they got to run a lefties. It matched up. So it's always easy to leave guys in. It's probably harder to take them out. But I felt like, Jack and I talk a lot. He had done his part. Go look at his reaction after his last punch out when he got him out, and sort of the deep sigh of relief. Like, that was why I took him out. And Chafe came in and did his part, and that wrapped around into the eight. The Foley decision, it's always interesting. And like, most of the time, you know, I do love the middle of the order, but I don't want to lose the game in the eighth either. And when Chafin was getting into an area where we needed some ground balls, or we needed some action, I wasn't going to do one plus. We'd made that decision during the beginning of the day. It was his third out of fourth day. I'd gotten him up the 2 days prior. So it's actually more like four out of five or five out of six, depending on how you want to evaluate it. And so I brought him in the game to save the game in the eighth, knowing we had a full bullpen of going either to Miller or Lang or Vest or Fieto, who ended up pitching terrifically in the second game. So we had a lot of options, and I felt like that was an important – in a one-run game, you can lose it in the eighth just like you can in the ninth. Protecting him in April is probably the most difficult thing to do, because we feel like we can just wind these guys up and pitch and like, oh, you had a rain out the day before. Like, that doesn't tell the whole story. So when it doesn't work, it sucks, man. I know it, and I know the questions are going to come, and I get it. It's part of it. But, I always joke, and I would joke with you guys, and I say this all lightheartedly, like, you better hate it if it works too. Like, you better not like it if Miller comes in and gets three up, three down, you know, ask me the question.
So I think we kind of glossed over the performance by Jack Flaherty. You touched on it a little bit, but we were more asking about him being taken out. I mean, 14 strikeouts, seven to start the game. How special was that performance? And let me ask you this too. What was the difference? We all saw that his mom was there. Is there a budget in the Tigers' budget to take her on the road with you?
Yeah, you know, he's been good in other games too, but that was electric. It was 98 in the first inning. I mean, listen, he might not want to say this, but there was emotion involved. There's adrenaline. There's the Cardinals. There's his boys over there. I mean, their whole bench was chirping him the whole game, talking there. You know, there's some brotherly, you know, love. Sure. There with how much time he spent there. And he put a lot into that start, and that was the best stuff that he came in to the game. I mean, command plus stuff. Jack Flaherty's like front of the rotation type pitcher. He's pitched opening days. He's pitched, you know, everybody goes recency on how he's pitched the last year or two, but his bulk has been really good at this level. So that's not surprising that he can pull that off. He put it all together yesterday against a familiar foe. So obviously that type of fastball and that type of off speed and that type of command, produced an incredible, like, record-tying performance. Like, we're not going to get that every time, but there is potential in there. It's why we signed him, and it's what we like about him is when it clicks like this, he's almost unhittable.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, we'll check in as the season rolls on. Appreciate some of your time.
You got it. Thanks for having me. We'll see you.
It's 97.1.
Hey, last fall, my wife and I decided we were going to finally put the new roof on the house. We knew we needed one when we bought the house, put it off as long as we could. So we decided to call Rapid Roofing, and Mike Beattie, their owner, came out, gave us a great estimate, professional from start to finish, told us exactly what they were going to do, and here's what happened. They showed up on one day, they ripped the roof off, they made the repairs, put the new roof on, cleaned everything up, and then we're gone all in the same day. It was a great experience. You can have that same experience. They'll get most houses done in one day. That number to reach them, 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. Or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good checking in with AJ Hinch. John, takeaways from the Tiger skipper. You pointed out he said he did bench Torque for Perez.
He did. Which I thought was interesting. If, you know, when you do that and you make that decision, it seems obvious because you have a hot bat right now. You have somebody that's playing with a lot of confidence. So he should move up the order. He should get more at bats. And you have a guy that's struggling. Maybe it is a couple of days off. Maybe he spends the rest of the day in the cage doing whatever he needs to do to get better. We heard that last year. They've tried this a couple of times with Javi Baez. It hasn't helped, but
No, and the Torque thing, right? Okay, we both asked him about Torkelson, and they bumped him down. He was hitting third at one point, fourth at one point. When he is playing now, he's batting fifth in the batting order. So they bumped him down, and he was playing a lot of games, so they are giving him more days off now. The AAA question, something we've talked about in the air. If we've got the manager, we're going to ask him. He says it's not how you build confidence.
Yeah, it's not even an option.
It's not a consideration or option, whatever word he used. But is he building confidence right now? I get it. Being sent down doesn't build confidence. But hitting 400-foot home runs, three of them in a week in AAA, and then coming back up with a little bit of, you know, kicking your heels up a little bit would be nice.
In a vacuum, you would say, yeah, hey, let's send you down to get some at-bats with pitching that's not as good so you can build a little confidence and then bring you back up. We don't live in a vacuum. We don't operate in a vacuum. And that's clearly a demotion.
Oh, yeah. But you gotta be mentally tough. You're a big leaguer.
I agree.
You're not performing.
I agree. But I think hitting a baseball is one of the hardest things to do.
No doubt.
And the those that do it at its best, what are 3 of 10?
Right.
And so it's a unique situation where you saw the 31 home runs, and he mentioned that. Like he
said it's not an accident.
He didn't hit those on an accident. But right now, it feels like that last half of the season is the outlier. Everything else that he's done 2 years ago, the first half of last season, this year, that seems to be more the norm.
And I would say there's a fair argument that timing is his issue, right? AJ has said that to us each of the last two times he's been on. Timing. You're not going to time up major league pitching in Toledo. But if he went down with a plan, not just build confidence, but, you know, he said it's fixable. The issues are go down with the plan and the right mindset. We've seen great players be sent down. Max Scherzer is the example we talked about yesterday, a pitcher versus hitter, but the right mindset. Jose Abreu, long in the tooth, he just got sent down by the Astros. And the idea is try to rework him. He's a veteran. He's 37. He had to agree to go down. You have to go down with the right mindset so that when you get back up, you can hit the ground running and be the difference maker that you're supposed to be for this baseball team. Last year, when he started slow, we had conversations about concern. And people would say, at least he's hitting the ball hard. There are predictive indicators that, hey, he is the exit velo, the barrels, it's coming. You can't make those arguments today based on the profile through 1 month. That doesn't mean it can't happen, but you can't use last year he heated up as an excuse for this year because the numbers don't back it up.
And hope's not a strategy because then he follows it up with, well, he had a really bad month. Hopefully next month is better. That to me is, it's so frustrating because I don't think anybody's going to question the potential. Potential's there.
We're going to get to where they are right now. Winning record at the end of the month. Expectations for the month of May. But first, Heather with the news.
So the NFL draft has come and gone, and now Detroit Police Chief James White is breaking down the outstanding job that his officers did to keep everybody safe. So after 2 years of strategizing, White said the plans went off pretty much perfectly. And they really did when you hear all the stories, and you were down there. You guys saw it. I didn't get to see it. But how well everyone was safe and sound, and there really weren't too many issues. A couple arrests here and there, but,
but
in a crowd of 775,000 people, that's to be expected, right?
That's pretty good percentages.
So not only were there officers on the streets and on the rooftops, they also had this technology that would help them stop dangerous situations that were starting to brew. And then when it came to police presence, he wanted to make sure everyone felt safe, but also comfortable. Yeah.
And that's the experience I had.
Yeah.
They were visible. There's no question about
it,
which I thought was great.
Probably wanted them to be visible.
Yeah, with that mass of people, but they were interacting with everybody that was down there. It wasn't like they were, you know, standing in a corner and just trying to intimidate. They were a part of it. Felt like they were just a part of the action.
Well, and you said this, like, it's the people you see and it's the people you don't see. I saw some FBI people down there. Like, this is the NFL. They don't mess around. They weren't going to take any chances. Yep.
And White says that he is proud of his force and wishes that his officers could hear all the compliments that he's heard about them for being courageous and so helpful. So they're hearing it now if they haven't already heard it. Michigan Central Station plans to celebrate its grand reopening with several days of free public tours. John, you can go check it out. And also a free concert. So the event will run from June 6th through the 16th with performances, the station tours like I discussed, other discussions, and family-friendly activities. So the concert is expected to have about 15,000 people. It is a free event, but you do have to make sure you have tickets or like access to get in. And they say about 60,000 people are expected to tour the station over those 10 days in June. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something worth checking out. Now, the public opening comes 36 years after the last train left the station on Michigan Avenue in Detroit's Corktown neighborhood. So pretty cool. Go check it out. It's something I think will be worth seeing. You guys, there are over 700 public school districts in Michigan. And according to U.S. News, the top high school in the entire state is in the Detroit area, specifically in Bloomfield Hills. So International Academy of Bloomfield was named the number one school in the state of Michigan. And it comes in number 8 in the national rankings as well. The schools were ranked off of numerous factors: college readiness, state assessment proficiency, state assessment performance, college curriculum, graduation rates, etc. So the top 10 schools, we got the International Academy in Bloomfield Township. International Academy of Macomb was number 2. City High Middle School in Grand Rapids, Washtenaw International High School, Saginaw Arts and Sciences Academy, Troy High School, Northville High School, Rochester Adams High School, East Grand Rapids High School, and Skyline High School were in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of here.
Yeah. Local. Lots. Yeah. That's a very bunch. Local. My alma mater included.
Where'd you go?
Adams.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, one more, you guys. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is moving toward reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. So the proposal, which does still need to be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget, would recognize the medical use of cannabis, but wouldn't actually legalize it for recreational use. So the proposal would move marijuana from the Schedule 1 group that it's in right now, which includes drugs like LSD and heroin, to a less tightly regulated Schedule 3. And the Schedule 3 drugs include ketamine, anabolic steroids, Tylenol with codeine, those types of drugs.
Yeah, it feels like that's kind of where people already have it in their head. It would just make sense if it was classified the same way.
Yes.
Heather with the news coming up next. Tigers record at the end of the month of April, better than expected. Can they keep it up? It's 97.1.
Hey, the NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on all of the action with FanDuel, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 that you can use on same game parlays. And the cool thing about that is you could build your own, or they have some that are popular and pre-built for you. Live bets, championship features. So take a look at the app. There's so much more there. There's no better place to bet on all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How about Riley Green? Yep. How about Riley Green? 97.1.
It was fun to watch him and watch what he's doing right now. There, AJ said it, there's still a lot of room for improvement. 7 home runs. I mean, were we talking about the wrong guy that could hit 40?
Well, he's making up for, or trying to make up for, the guy who should be flirting with 40. Yeah. Riley Green, just a couple quick notes. 7 home runs, 1 in each game yesterday. Leads the team, top 5 among outfielders with 7 home runs. Only one batter in baseball has a higher WAR than Riley Green this morning. You heard me correct, and it's Mookie Betts, who's like on another planet. But when we asked AJ about Riley, he brought up his defense too, because that's part of this. He's drawn walks. Only Betts and Soto have walked more than Riley Green, and he's top 25 in baseball with total bases. There's still more there, but in year 3, 23 years old, this kind of feels a little Lucas Raymond-y. And it's exciting when the guys that are supposed to be leading the way, at least one of them in Riley Green, is leading the way. The question becomes, what now? April is a 17-13 success. We set the bar at 16-14, said please have a winning record at the end of April. Some way, somehow, find a way. It hasn't been pretty. I don't know how sustainable it is, but they have a winning record at the end of April, and they deserve credit for overachieving. Overachieving is not a dirty word. It's recommended. Please go. If everybody in town could overachieve, it would be a much better sports scene here. So I would give them the credit for overachieving. But, John, we flipped the calendar to May, and the question becomes, again, what's the bar come June 1st? Mm-hmm. Based on the schedule, where they're going to play some tougher teams, the Guardians and the Yankees, They're going to face the Astros, who technically have a losing record, but they're starting to perk up, and we all know they're really good. Diamondbacks, a good team with a losing record. The schedule gets much more difficult for the Tigers. What is your expectation for this team when we check in again?
So I got to make sure my math is right this time. Yeah, 17 and 13.
Evens and odds.
Yep, 27 games remaining.
Yes.
In, you know, to the end of May.
Yeah.
So I think this is a situation where we talked about this yesterday, where they've won so many games from coming from behind. I don't think it's sustainable. AJ said it's not sustainable. I don't see how the production. I know in the second game yesterday, 14 hits. It was awesome, but the trend is not for that. That's the outlier. They have been a team where you get great pitching and you get four hits. You have almost a historic outing for Jack Flaherty, a record tying outing, and you only put four hits up to help him. I think that's more of what we're going to see. I think with the competition getting better, you're on the road at New York, you're on the road at Cleveland, you're playing on the road at Kansas City, and I know, you know, maybe Miami's not great. No, Houston, you mentioned it's not great, but they are playing good. I think that at the end of the month, they're right at about 500, but they're one game under, 28 and 29.
Odd number. You can't be 500.
I know. 28 and 29. That's why I like an even number.
This Detroit hater, this bastion of negativity, this... Sure.
Just realistic.
You got a little smarm, a little more than I thought you did.
Well, it's not smarmy.
No,
it's just a prediction.
Okay, and you do think they'll have a losing record at the end of the month?
I do.
Okay.
I think they're going to be that team that continues to flirt with 500. Right now, they're four games up. They could be at one point, and not just in this month, but two or three games under, but they're always going to be right there at 500.
So the math, that would mean they go 11 and 16, if I'm doing this right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty harsh.
That's a back-to-reality month of May.
So you're just not buying it. You think it's fool's gold that they're pulling out these wins. Like
you
think that in order to win, they're going to have to continue the way they are winning, that the way they win can't change.
Well, yeah, because I don't think the way they win will change. Like the way that they win, if it changes, is okay. Maybe last night was a watershed moment, and that's how they start winning. And by putting up 10 to 14, 15 hits a game, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, this is why Sparky was right about the 40 games. And it's in this window of 30 to 50, 25 to 50. This is where you really start to find out who is who in this league. Like you look at the Astros, they're 10 and 19. Well, they've won three in a row. JV's back. I don't think they're as bad as their record is.
Yep.
And they present a problem here in the middle of the month. I really think that series will be the indicator to what the Tigers are. I kind of believe they're going to continue to just go 500-ish throughout the month. And then when we get to the Marlins-Astros homestand, that's where they potentially become a few games over. I said 17 and 13 for April. I'm going 15 and 12 for May. And that would put them at 32 and 25, and they are right there near the top of the Central.
You have back-to-back winning months for this team.
I think they're going to start hitting more. I think Riley Green is really coming on. He's probably destined to get up to 280, 290. He's got more pop this year. If he can, if he's blending more power with that near 300 average, that he's gone to another level.
So part of the problem, though, with Riley is it's not his fault. These home runs aren't 3- and 4-run homers. These guys don't get on base in front of him. And they bat him a little lower in the order. He was batting fourth in game two yesterday, and it's a game that they ended up scoring a bunch of runs. But it's on everybody else. Otherwise, his home runs are going to be worth one or two runs. They don't get on base collectively as a team enough. They have too many young bats. Like, Perez is a fun story right now. Don't we imagine that that's a question of can he keep up this level of play? And the answer is probably no. It's a game of failure. We've seen it with Colt Keith. We've seen it with Spencer Torkelson. I mean, the bats... in theory, it can only go up from here, but I would argue the pitching, the bullpen ERA, is probably not going to remain near zero deep into the summertime. So,
but I
as
say
one gives, the other one does too.
I don't
too,
think the pitching will give as much as maybe the hitting will improve, and that's why I'm going a little bit above 500 again. You're going to start putting guys on base when Green homers. I've got to believe Torque will probably hit four or five homers this month.
Promise.
I mean, I would say with him, his only out right now is... some guys just play bad in April. There's histories of guys. I know we had a ticket text come in that Bregman has one homer. Acuna has one homer.
One more than Torque.
All right, so I know. That's very smarmy. that guys do start slow. David Ortiz used to start slow a lot. Yeah. So, you know, John, let it play out.
Yeah, they've said that about, you know, Kenta Maeda. Like, he starts slow. And we've seen him start to pitch a little better. Flaherty pitching a little bit better. It's got to be the same thing. Hopefully it's the same thing for some hitters. And if Torque is in that, then moving forward, we ask the question, well, he's got to ask the question, mm-hmm. How do you start faster? It's great to be able to end strong, but you got to be able to hit in the month of April. You can't just start in May.
Well, and you don't want your team to be 8 games out and then you start hitting. You know, I mean, some of this is, hey, yeah. they need you, bud. They need you if they're going to make a run at this.
Yeah. I just think AJ, they're not sending them to Toledo.
Right.
You know, you're not doing the, let's go into a meeting thing or whatever. You know, let's set them down. Yeah, I think they've exhausted all options and they're moving them around in the lineup to try to spark something. It's like, there's no other options. It's on him. I mean, that's the big concern right now. I just don't know how a guy can be a 225 to 230 hitter and hit 30 home runs like last year and completely lose it.
Well, he struggles hitting fastballs over the heart of the plate. He takes too many pitches over the heart of the plate. Can he get the timing and go on a run where he's white hot again? Sure. You don't want it to be at the end of the year when you're already out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked at this point if he becomes more than a guy that has kind of a poor average with some pop. And that's that for a number one pick, that's extremely disappointing.
All right, I don't want to weasel out of this. I got to give a prediction too. John, you're far too negative. You have them with a losing record. I think I think the Tigers will have a winning record at the end of the month of May by one game. I'm much more positive. I have them winning one more baseball game than you. I have them 29-28. That's a 12-15 month. Yes, the backslide.
You're going to ride with it, too. You're going to sell that as hard as you can.
The backslide begins, but if you call me too negative, I did have them with a winning record at the end of the month of May. You know how this works, John.
Well, I would much rather you be right. I would much rather Tom be right.
Yeah.
If they can be four above 500 in the month of April and then three above 500 just simply for the month of May, you start stacking month on month. And you heard AJ, mm-hmm. Hey, we want to be able to win series. That's how you stack those months on months on months of good baseball and winning records, is you find a way to win a series. Every once in a while, you sweep one. But if you can prevent those lost series, you're going to, I mean, it's simple math.
Today, they got a chance to win a series against the Cardinals. Short show for Doug and Gator. Right? That's just how that works.
Yeah.
I did hear Doug started to watch a show, and he's unsure if he should finish the show. I have seen that show. We'll talk to them in the crosstalk about that. Coming up next, if you are someone who watches the Tigers on television, if you're someone who has Xfinity, you're going to need to make an adjustment. It's 97.1.
All right, guys, if you're finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or maybe you're turning off your camera on those Zoom calls, it's time to deal with your hair loss, and it's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it, literally. That's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist, and Dr. B can restore your hair and your confidence just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. You can jump online, read all sorts of reviews from his patients who recommend Dr. B, and you know what? They all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after the procedure, and many say they couldn't be happier with their results, and they say it's the best decision and investment they've ever made. Michigan Hair Restoration also has more options than just hair transplants. There's lots of natural remedies Dr. B will talk to you about as well, and he has treatment plans that fit almost every budget. Now, right now, they've got a special you can't miss. Call and book your consult and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention 97.1, and you're going to get a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment valued at $1,000 at your consultation. It's your gift from Dr. B, and he's never offered this before, so make sure you call today. Download Dr. B's Ultimate Guide to Hair Loss and Restoration at MichiganHairRestoration.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Benetti, Craig Monroe, and all-star Riley Green. It's early,
but he's
playing really well. Only Mookie Betts with a higher war. Benetti and Craig Monroe, two voices and faces you might not be able to watch anymore if you're an Xfinity customer. You will not have the Tigers on your cable package effective today, and I'm sorry to ruin people's mornings. John, you are one of those people.
Yeah, I did not know this was even a threat. Or an issue. I don't know if there were commercials about it or news stories.
I found out today.
So yesterday, it was unique, right? It was a great performance by Jack Flaherty. I was listening to Dan Dickerson doing some work around the house, and I thought, I want to actually see this. Mm-hmm. So I went, turned on the TV, watched the rest of the time that he was on, then returned to work after he was benched. And it was so much fun. And I do like being able to watch the games on TV. And then I wake up this morning after that joyous experience, painful because they lost that one, but then they won the second one, of the news as I turned on my laptop. Xfinity and Bally's have not been able to agree on a contract. So if you're an Xfinity customer, you will no longer have access to the Bally's Sports Channel, which, I mean, other than our local sports teams, there's not much that they offer.
No, but that's the lifeblood is you know, right. The Red Wings are in their push, or if you're a Tiger fan and they're winning, that's the other thing. This isn't like years past. If they were a losing record at the end of April and you're going to gouge me, nah.
Right.
I'm good. I wonder if the fact that they have a winning record, that they have Jason Benetti, that there's a little bit of optimism, whether you think it's for the long haul or not, you still want to soak up all these wins that you can. Are you someone, if you're affected by this, who will pay the $20 a month, the Bally Sports Plus? Will you shift cable altogether? I think that's kind of extreme, but it is an option for people. Will you just listen on the radio? Baseball's great on the radio. Will you go illegal streaming, pirating, VPN? What is your game plan? 248-539-9797. This impacts a lot of you. Xfinity customers in our audience, it's a big number. And now you want to watch tonight? You're going to get that screen. You'll see it when you come home. It's going to be that blue and purple with the white text. It's on their TVs here at the studio. Bally has their side of the story. They said, ultimately, Comcast rejected a proposed extension that would have kept our channels on the air and instead pulled our signals while we continue to pursue a multi-year renewal agreement. As a result, Bally Sports broadcasts are unavailable to Comcast subscribers. We encourage you to contact Comcast directly and give their number. Go complain to them, not us. And then they say, here are your alternate viewing options. You could use DirecTV, Spectrum, Fubo, or Bally Sports Plus.
I don't know why it has to be so complicated to watch your own local sports team. And I understand contracts need to be negotiated. Hopefully they're able to work something out so this isn't a long hiatus of being able to watch Tiger baseball, and for the fact that they go out and they make a hire like Jason Benetti. Like, now you're stuck with, do I watch and listen to Jason Benetti, or do I listen to Dan Dickerson? Like, that's a great problem to have. Mm-hmm. Now I'm limited to just listening to Dan Dickerson, which is what I choose to do. I'm going to listen to Dan on the radio, and if I need to see some highlights, obviously I can turn on any other sports station to get the highlights, or I could just go to YouTube and watch the great little 8 to 9 minute package that Major League Baseball puts together as soon as the game is over.
Right. You'll see all the double plays, the big strikeouts, the fence robbing home run.
And I'll be able to match that up with what I heard from Dan.
Yeah. I have Bally Sports Plus. I am not a cable subscriber. This was the only way for me to watch Tigers baseball or Red Wings hockey. If you don't have cable, Bally Sports Plus is the only way. And for $20 a month, I'm not telling you it's a great deal. This is not going to turn into me giving you a sales pitch about how great Bally Sports Plus is. There were times during the Red Wings push where I couldn't see the goal because I was kicked out, black screen, technical difficulties. It happened more than one time. To be fair, it hasn't happened during baseball season yet.
I can use it on my phone and my tablet. And listen, I'm a streamer, so this isn't like out of my comfort zone. I also do this, so it's not really an option for me. I want to have access to it. But if you are a fan who goes, I already have 5 or 10 or 15 streaming services, subscriptions, you name it. I don't want to do it. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you this morning as to how you're going to navigate this. 248-539-9797.
It's frustrating because if you're paying for cable, and I understand not everybody pays for cable, but not everybody streams. Mm-hmm. And you can have cable and have other streaming services, which I do. There's so many options, but none of them get me Tiger Baseball.
Right.
And I don't want to go add another streaming service to the ones that I already have, because I can turn the radio on for free.
Yep.
Use the app for free, and it goes with me no matter where I go.
Yeah, I toggle back and forth if I'm doing chores around the house, if I'm running errands in the car, if I listen to Dan because it's going to be the most info I can get without sitting in front of a screen. But I do pop back and forth on the couch or laying in bed watching a game at night. I go back and forth. I like having both. I am paying the 20, so I'm in. And maybe you think hook, line, and sinker, they got another one of those millennials to pay for another subscription.
No, you do you. That's what you and your household, you and your wife, have decided to do.
Yeah, and it is cheaper than having cable. But that argument is going away as you end up bundling yourself. You take apart the bundle and pay for them all at cart.
You still have to get internet to your house.
Correct.
So there's a fee there.
Yes.
And then you bundle all those different things. Some of them come in a bundle. Most of them don't.
Right.
You start paying for all these services.
Netflix, you want HBO, you run that. Why are we still paying for this? Yeah, it adds up.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people, too, that will do the 7-day trial and then just forget to cancel it and then forget they even have it.
So sorry if we're breaking the bad news to you. Tony in Bloomfield, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. Just got off the phone with my dad about this. He's an older gentleman, and not really computer savvy and all that. And he's still a guy that will have, 97.1 in his garage listening to you guys with the game on. But having the games on TV was his favorite thing. His only really pastime, that he did, to have the Red Wings, the Tigers, on TV. And he's furious. He's like, I'm about to punch a TV. He's so mad when he couldn't put on Bally's this morning to watch the replay. It's very frustrating for people who aren't into the streaming thing,
And that's more and more the way things are going, whether it's Peacock in football season or the Amazon exclusive on Thursday Night Football. Like, this is the way things are going.
Yeah. And he's not into that. And he's frustrated. He goes, how am I going to watch, my favorite teams? Like I said, he's in his late 70s. So for him, this is a pastime to be able to pop on the Tigers at 1 o'clock this afternoon and watch them. And he put on Bally's today and he's like, Tony, what is this? And I'm like, you're not going to be able to watch the Tigers today, Dad. And he's like, he's furious, furious.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to hook him up with Bally? Are you going to find a way that he can stream it? Or is he just going to, how are you going to solve it?
It's going to be the 97.1 in the garage.
There we go.
In the launcher, listening to you guys.
I'm not complaining about that.
No. I mean,
listen, if that's the unintended consequence.
Sounds like a good option.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right, exactly. Great option. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Tom?
I have a question here. How about a tease? It'll be after the update.
Oh, boy.
I just don't understand why people aren't going to do this. I don't get it.
What do you mean? Aren't going to do what?
And making this switch. Just adjusting.
The Johns of the world?
Yeah.
I stream.
I can't seem to get a logical answer to it.
He doesn't cross the
screen. Why don't you get the Hulu cable like Jim has?
Yeah, come on. Get with it, old man.
I say
it to a guy who's not even 50 years old.
It pretty much has everything that you need.
John, think no. You're deep in thought. No. We'll get to Filar. Yeah. You can respond to the personal shots.
He looks so pissed.
No, it's okay.
I got to leave.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right, perfect. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.